Abbey Slob, Street Abbey Slob with DJ Will Money every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get into it's the hottest jam. Street Abbey Slob airs every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern right here.
Leave it, leave it.
On K100 Radio, get live with DJ Will Money, you heard?
What's up, y'all? Y'all know the voice. Y'all know the hits. Y'all ready? It's me, your boy Diddy.
What up? It's your boy Jay-Z.
It's your boy Chris Brown.
The hottest mix show in the city.
Right here on K100 Radio.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
Artists, are you struggling with getting people to listen to your music?
Do you need a bigger fan base?
Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo.
P.S. Use the promotional code RADIO at checkout to get 20% off on all services.
You nominated us, and you voted.
And thanks to you, our loyal listeners,
we are the Southern Entertainment Awards Radio Station of the Year, 2016.
Yeah, you know what it is.
K100 Radio.
All right, let's get it. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome, everybody, to K100Radio.com. What's going on? It's time for another Direct Line interview. You know what it is, man. Shots finna be fired. We got some stuff to celebrate. I got a shot to take. I'm going to take it in a minute, though. Shout out to my Facebook Live people. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what's good, man. Let me know how I sound out there with my quality and everything. Again, you know, it's my first time trying to do this Facebook Live joint this way. Let me know if y'all can hear the music and everything and all that. Somebody type that in real quick. Let me know if y'all can hear the background music and hear me clearly, if you please. Let's go ahead and get into it, though. Now, this past weekend, I was in Memphis, Tennessee, and K100 Radio had the honor of being nominated for radio Internet Radio Station of the Year at the 2016 SCM Awards. First of all, big ups and shout out to Jay Shields. Shout out to the homie, man, for putting on a really stellar event. You know what I mean? It was great. It was a crowd. You know what I'm saying? Everything was 100. You know what I mean? The conference was there. People came through. A lot of people that I knew. A lot of people that I didn't know. Met a couple of people and everything, man. It was a really dope event. So I was just honored to be nominated. We was honored to be nominated. Now, one of our other DJs on the broadcast, DJ Chill Will, he was also nominated for Mixtape DJ of the Year. And we also had a special K100 Radio category that the people over at the SM Awards said, hey, we want to help recognize people that we may not know about. So they went out to a couple of different outlets like ours where they felt like you guys got tied into the underground. You guys know what's going on. Give us some nominees and we'll give you a category. So I named my category the Seriously Spinworthy Award. And that category was already a setup for something that we got going on that we'll talk about after we get done with the interviews. I nominated a list of like really dope grinding artists, bro. I'm talking about the music is there and the grind is there. And they all humble, they're good people. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I did. That's why I nominated. You feel me? It was like a lot of people, man, but it was no slackers on the list. All right. It was basically stacked with like some of the most dope artists that I know, especially around the Atlanta area. Pretty much everybody on the list was in Atlanta because they wanted me to do it that way, because they said they got people from different regions, so they wanted me to focus on people from the Atlanta area, and that's what I did. So if anybody's questioning why I didn't have too many people from out of town that we deal with, that was the reason why they wanted to tap the Atlanta market, right? So that's what I did, and I just went out and I nominated a whole bunch of people that I've seen time and time again at open mic, time and time again at different events, showcases, just on the grind. You feel what I'm saying? And so without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the homie Tony Bone, who was the winner of the K100 Radio Seriously Spinworthy Award. What's up, homie? Welcome to broadcast. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's good, homie?
What's going on with you, man? Hey, man, I appreciate you for having me, man. For real, for real. What's going on, man?
Man, congratulations. I got to say it on the air for all my Facebook Live people. I haven't even got a chance to get up with Tony Bone and actually hand him his award. You know what I'm saying? But this is the award.
Yeah, I need that.
I know I got to give it to you. I'm showing it on Facebook Live right now. And it's heavy. It's nice. Inscribed, you know what I'm saying, with his specific award and everything with his name. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no cheap award. Shout out to Jay Shields for not pinching pennies on the award, homie. Congratulations to the homie Tony Bone. You feel what I'm saying? Good job, homie. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to understand that's listening right now on this interview and on Facebook Live or wherever you're checking me out at. I did pick all the nominees, and the nominees will pick again based on their grind and based on their music at the end of the day. I don't think anyone can refute my list. I had multiple people tell me, yo, the list is jam-packed with dope-ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, anybody could have won. Anybody could have won that award. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like every person I put on the list, I couldn't lose as a person who created the category, because nobody on the list was a slacker. There was no slackers on the list. You feel me? But when it came down to the winners, that was based on the support of each individual nominated. Everybody was notified they was nominated. Some people went out, you know what I'm saying, and promoted the fact that they was nominated. They was humble about it. Tony Bone was one of those people I saw posting it and trying to rally his people behind him, and it paid off. So, man, he won the award, man. Again, congratulations, dog.
For sure, man. Hell yeah, man. I appreciate it, man. I just want to say thank you, man, to you, first of all, for making it possible, man, and then my peoples, man. You know what I mean? It was really one of those things where, you know what I mean, I kind of slept on it a little bit, but I did promote it, you know, maybe once or twice a week type, you know what I mean, type shit like that. But I really didn't take it serious because, like I said, I seen them heavy hitters on there, you feel me? But, hey, man, I was looking at the, because I believe you were posting it on Instagram, you know what I mean, about all the awards, Chill Wheel, woot, you know what I mean? So, when I seen it, I'm like, damn. And then I guess when they called my name, it was somebody else who I don't even know who tagged me on Facebook. Like, bro, you just won an SEM award. And I looked at my old lady, I'm like, man, I won this shit, man. So bad. Hey,
you know what?
Like,
here's the thing about it, Tony Bone. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you maybe didn't promote it enough, but there was some artists who I didn't see, you know what I'm saying, really repost that they was nominated, maybe not even once. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you got some artists who feel like they already made it, even though they're not household names, even though they're not fucking stars and shit yet. Maybe they label feel that way. Maybe they feel like this award ain't is beneath them, even though I haven't seen them winning shit else. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I tell niggas how I feel. You know, I get it off my chest. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of artists I nominated, and them and their camps really didn't even push the fact. So, you know, it was okay. But for me, I wasn't hell-bent because I knew I did everything out of the goodness of my heart and my grind. You feel me? And I just was respecting the grind. I didn't have no stake in it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody paid to come up with the category. Didn't nobody pay me to promote it. Jay Shields, them just asked me to do it, and I said, I'm just going to keep it 100. And really nominate artists who I feel had two things: dope music and a grind with a movement. You know what I'm saying? Really three, I guess, grind slash movement. And that was you. So I don't think that you should have been surprised, because yes, you was in the class with heavy hitters, but you wouldn't have never made it in there yourself if you wasn't working. You feel what I'm saying?
For sure.
There's some artists in the category that are admittedly got more going on than you. You feel me? They may be more popular than you. But nobody, I didn't care who won, because at the end of the day, when I looked at it, like I said, I didn't know. I got to the award show, they had the awards done up. That lets you know, I really feel like I trust that award show, because they ain't even talk to me about who winning. It went strictly about whatever
exactly
the hell happened on that ballot, because they didn't even hit me up. And then my homie with Stop Beef Radio, I was like, you know who won? He's like, nah, they picked it just based on who had the most votes. They didn't even contact us. You feel me? They said, pick your people and then put it out there. And then whoever win is based on whoever got the people to vote, and it was you. So for me, I felt like, just on this end, I felt like the whole awards was 100, because I know for a fact I didn't cheat and just handpick the winner. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like probably all the rest of the categories are the same way. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you feel me? So just congratulations to you, dog. You know what I'm saying? It was really I was really happy that you won, though, because I know you be feeling like you feel like, you know, you do a lot of grinding and you may not always get a lot of recognition, you know what I'm saying? So I was kind of happy.
Exactly,
that you,
exactly.
Because there's a lot of them Hollywood motherfuckers that was acting like they didn't even want to repost it and shit. So I'm like, all right, fuck them. You know what I mean? Because I was like, okay, word, you ain't going to post it out not one fucking time. You know what I'm saying? As if you already winning Billboard awards and shit. I don't give a fuck how many niggas mixtapes you got out of, who you got featured on your album. Shit means nothing to me, because you still ain't blow up yet. Even
exactly.
If you're getting a couple racks for a show, nigga, I can go, you're not a household name. And nobody on the list is a household name, bro. Nobody.
Yeah,
one,
for sure.
If you was a household name, you didn't get on the list. It was for grinders. It was for people who I felt deserved a shot. So nobody on that whole fucking nominee list on my list was a household name. Nobody on that motherfucking list had to. It's to a point in their career, in my eyes, where they felt like they should have just brushed it off. Not one, no more. I don't give a fuck. And you can go look at the list and tell them I said it. Tag them, niggas, in the fucking video. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so yeah, damn right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't give a fuck if anybody feel away about what I just said. You know, it's 100 over here. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. So, but congratulations to you, dog. And we're going to talk about your grind a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I did this direct line interview to focus and let the people know what's good. 347-934-0966. Y'all hit the phone lines up, man, and get a homie a shout out so we can hear it on the air. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to the Facebook Live people. They said everything is coming through sounding real crisp and clear. I got my little setup and everything going this time. First time I told you it was a test. I told you next time I come through, I was going to be ready on deck. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the Facebook Live. Everybody I see on the Facebook Live, man, I really appreciate my people rocking with me. But 347-934-0966. Call in. If you know Tony Bone, give him a shout out, man. Call in and say congratulations to a nigga. Damn.
Hey, you know what, yeah, hit a nigga up, man. What's really good, man?
Area code 347-934-0966. That's the phone line. 347-934-0966. Give us a call. You know what I'm saying? But just congratulations to you. Now, let's jump into what you got going on, homie.
Okay,
now,
cool. Let's do it.
The music that you got going on, I know you've been in the lab lately. I know you're working on a project. Tell me what you got going on with your career. I got one or two songs I'm going to spin by you that we got loaded up here for the people that's checking it out, you know what I'm saying, on the broadcast. If you don't know, K100Radio.com. If you need our mobile app, so if you want to find us on TuneIn or listen on the website, just go to K100Radio.com, all right? Go ahead, homie. Tell me what you're working on in the lab right now. What you doing celebrating this win? Go ahead.
Hey, man. Well, first of all, you know what I mean? I ain't really doing too much to celebrate the win. You know, blow me a fat one, you know what I mean? Have me a cup of hen or whatever. You know, something real small, man. But I really appreciate it, man. Like I say, it snuck up on me, man. You know what I mean? But right now, man, I'm currently pushing my album/mixtape. The reason I say it's an album/mixtape because I got two versions. I got the album version for sale, iTunes, all that. And then, you know, for the folks who don't believe in me 100% but just believe 50, then you can go download it for free on the live mixtape, Spinnerella type shit like that. You feel me? But the name of the project is From Scratch. It is solely produced by Terrific 2 Beats. If you don't know who Terrific 2 Beats is, they signed with Badass ENT, Lil Boosie label about a year ago. So, you know, we put together this From Scratch project, and everything is literally from scratch. All, you know what I mean? We got together. The beats are my ideas and they ideas, and the songs is my ideas and they ideas too. So, you know what I mean? And then another reason why I named the project From Scratch was because it's actually the first project that I worked on since my father passed. So it's kind of like starting from the bottom because he always had a big input on the music, on the melodies, and, you know what I mean, on certain shit like that. So, you know what I mean, the project really means a lot, you know what I mean, and I got some real deep songs on the project. So, you know, y'all go check that out, man. It's on iTunes. If you want to throw a dog a bone, it's on iTunes. But, you know, if you don't believe yet, then, you know, you can download that guy for free, man. But that's what I'm pushing right now. I got a single with Spody, Come and Go. That's one of the singles. The other single is Lie. You know what I mean? You know, I'm just out here working, man. You know, just trying to do things different than everybody else, because, you know, in Atlanta, it's a rat race to the cheese. Yeah. You feel me? So I've been stepping outside of my boundaries. I don't know. Maybe about 2 weeks ago, I was in St. Louis, man, and you know, it was crazy love. And you know, I'm just about to start getting out of my element, man. You know what I mean? Because that's where it's at. It's more love when you get out your element. You know what I mean? And the people actually follow you. The people actually want a CD. The people actually want to see you perform. And it ain't just a whole bunch of artists that's hating. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly. Which goes on. I know a lot of people always feel like, you know what I'm saying? I see all the time on social media, artists from other areas are like, hey, man, you know, I can't. We need to do it like Atlanta. We need to be like artists in ATL and shit. They stick together, blah, blah, blah. Nigga, what, nigga? This hate is everywhere, nigga. I don't know why the fuck everybody feel like it ain't no crabs in Atlanta. It feel like it ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't what it is. It's just, it's more opportunities. It's more venues. But then that comes with more artists, more saturation, and there's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, who don't like each other, who don't get along, whatever. It could be beef anywhere. So I think that's just a real big misconception, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It's just more accessible. I feel like Atlanta, everything is more accessible, but it's like the people – the people from the outside, what they fail to realize is all these folks who popping up out of nowhere, they have a tie to somebody in the game. They schooly cousin, they bankroll fresh uncle, they tilt nephew. You feel me? So it's like nobody's looking out for nobody. They just looking out for their own kind. But it seemed like that. You feel me?
Right.
Cause real talk, ain't nobody shoot. I done ran in the 50% of the 100% that these folks see, and ain't nobody ever gave me no shot like that. And I know I'm fighting all these niggas. You feel me?
You got to be confident. You got to have confidence.
Man, straight up, I know, man. I know this for a fact, man. For real, bro. Bars, I don't care if it's bars, swag, whatever. You put your money where your mouth is.
That's why he's on top right now. That's why he won, because he went out there and got it, man. I got a call on the line. Let me see if they want to holler at you real quick. Let me check in real quick. Call on Tony Bone.
What's up?
404-853. What up, though? Welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this?
Man, what up, man? It's the award-winning Bobby J. Green, boy, checking in, man. Salute to my little homie Tony Bone and this bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
What up, buddy? What it do?
Man, you already know, man. Salute to K100, man. Blizzard, man. You speaking that real shit ever since I first met you. That's how you keep it, you know what I'm saying? Talking that good shit, you know what I'm saying? I salute the whole movement, K100 over there, man. Tony Bone, man. I see you, boy. You know what it is, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, appreciate it, big homie, man. Hey, one thing about Bobby J, man. Ever since I met him, you know what I mean? 1,000, man. You feel me? Through everything, man. You know what I mean? So, hey, salute to Bobby J, man. You already know we got more music coming. You know what I mean? More souls, more hoes, yeah. More goals, man. You feel me?
Exactly. You know how we do it, man.
Let me say this now. This may go against what I just said about everybody thinks that Atlanta artists don't work together. But now here's an example right here of Atlanta artists that do work together. Because the crazy thing about this is, if you don't know, you know, Bobby J was one of the nominees too, because Bobby J got a fucking stupid grind and great music. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? He was one of the artists. He is not one of the artists that I was talking about that didn't promote the fact that they was nominated. He actually went out and he shared it and everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's big that that's dope. That you can actually call into a show and then pay homage to another artist who actually won in the same category for an award that you was yourself vying to get. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to you on that.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. Like I say, man, from day one, you know what I'm saying? I bumped in the bone, you know what I'm saying? RIP, goddamn Pops, man. We doing it for Pops. You know what I'm saying? They was just straight down 100 niggas like I've been used to dealing with. You feel what I'm talking about? And me and him always had a mutual understanding for who we was in this game and what we was doing, and able to come together and make shit happen, you know what I'm saying? So I salute Tony Bone, man, on everything he doing, man. He know for a fact I'm behind him, whatever he needs from Jay, the whole Green Boy team, he got it, you know what I'm saying? Same with Blizzard. K100, anything you need from us, we there. We got you, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. Real good dude. But you got to, hey, again, tell real quick, shout out your information, because if you're in the music industry, whatever, and you don't know, we're finna get ready to jump into Tony Bone music. But just give them, like, somewhere they can find your music, because the homie Bobby J done be having some dope, especially if you in the club, strip club bangers and shit, homie. Hey, this nigga, hey, both of these dudes got those strip club and trap club bangers. But Bobby J got a couple of them that's, like, stupid crazy. You know what I'm saying? Shout your info out real quick so we can jump into Tony Bone music real quick, homie.
Man, real quick, man. Y'all can follow me anywhere at Bobby J, man. BobbyJ910. Anything to say Green Boys, GrenBoiz. Hit that strip of ones on iTunes, DDM on iTunes, everything iTunes. Just Google Bobby J, man. You know what I'm saying? I salute the whole movement, man. You know what I mean? Keep grinding. Bone, I see you. We're going to bump into each other. We're going to do what we do, and you know how we do it. So I'm going to holler at y'all, boy, man. Stay safe. I'm out. Love y'all niggas, man.
For sure. Man. Hold it down, fool.
Yeah, Green, man. Shout out to the dude, man. You know what I'm saying? That's real big. A salute again, man, to another artist paying homage to another artist. You know what I'm saying? But don't think that happened all the goddamn time. That's all I'm saying.
Hell.
I'm just letting you niggas know. That was an example. You may not. That's true. Some of these dudes rock together like that, and that's true. But it ain't, because you notice everybody ain't calling in. Shit, half these motherfuckers didn't even say they was nominated. You know what I'm saying? So you know. I already said what I'm gonna say about that. Let's get into the motherfucking music. You know what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. You can always call in live right now and holler at, man. Get a homie, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Some props, man, you know, for winning that award, man. Because I'm telling you, that category wasn't no joke. When it comes down, regardless if they shared it or not, no matter what, it ain't a motherfucking slacker on that motherfucking list. I can tell you that off top. Everybody got some good music and everybody got a grind. Some bigger than others. That's true. But at the end of the day, everybody got some good music and a grind. All right, so let's jump into it, Tony Bone.
Okay.
I got a couple of songs loaded up from you. I got the one with Spodey. I got the one again. I got All My Life. Which one you want us to run real quick so we can just let people get a little taste of what you got going on?
All right, man. Well, we can go ahead and slam that All My Life down their throat, man. You know what I mean? Because honestly, that was like All My Life was one of the first songs that really got me more recognition than any other single. You feel me? So like, you know what I mean? That was the kind of kickoff. You know what I mean? All My Life was really not the original kickoff, but just when motherfuckers heard that, they were like, okay. Home for real, you feel me? So, hey man, this right here, man, I dropped this thing about a year ago, man. Video on YouTube, All My Life, produced by Super Cranky, man. And you can catch that on the Sacrifice mixtape, that's on Live Mixtape, man. Run into it, man. Let's do it.
If you've been trying to get your check up, this is the song that when you perform now, when you perform All My Life, that's really what set it off. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on a second. Hold on, I'm trying to find, because it keeps telling me I loaded up Spodey, but I did not load up Spodey. Hold on a second. Because it's got Come and Go with Spodey, but I didn't want to play that one. Hold on, let me make sure I got the right joint, because I want them to hear All My Life. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So hold on a second. Let me get that one loaded up real quick, because that's the one I want them to hear. Hold on. All right, All My Life. Let me play this one real quick. What is going on? Hold on. All right, I'm having some problems with that one right there. Maybe All My Life. Yeah, I don't know. No, I got it. I got it right here. For some reason.
Okay.
I'm gonna do the one with Spodey real quick, and then I'm gonna see what's going on with this file with All My Life. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, cool.
We're gonna do Come and Go. You feel me? Because All My Life is acting like it don't want to trick. We'll do Come and Go. Here, stand by. This is Come and Go featuring Spodey. All right, y'all check this one out, then we'll get All My Life loaded up real quick. This is K100 Radio. Let's get it, man. Tony Bone, congratulations.
Turn up.
100 more, plant seed, watch the money grow. Nigga sweet like a honeycomb. Extend no money long, can't die with it, so my money blow. Get the bread, bitch, I want a loaf. I ain't playing, we ain't jumping ropes. 90 baby, we been pumping coke. Play the game like dominoes. Raw nigga, no condom on. 3-5 in my blunt are strong. Bitch, I ain't tripping no shit, cause even you can come and go.
I ain't really tripping by these bitches, cause they come and go. Shout it, ain't no pressure on it, paper.
Geronimo, these niggas out here flexed up, underrunning my check up, Cartier for life, I ain't never, ever, ever gonna put my stacks up, hit it with a little cold water, we ain't trying to get it stretched up, we gonna get it to a straight drop, we gonna blow a nigga chest up, then Tony Bones smoking out his own, jigging off. phone, putting it in the song. 30 minutes and the bell gone. 100,000 on my cell phone. How's it killing? How's it killing? Bitch, I still got jail songs. I got money in the shoebox and I'm getting some more when the mail come.
I ain't really tripping by these bitches, cause they come and go. Shout it, ain't no pressure on that paper, cause it come and go. Yeah, your bitch a key to the law, she can come and go. James got the spot, in and out, they come and go.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
That was the homie Tony Bones. Name of that joint was called Come and Go featuring Spody. I was trying to get that All My Life loaded up. I don't know what the hell, but that's just really the joint by Tony Bone right there. I fucks with it. You know what I'm saying? But the homie Tony Bone is in the building, man. Winner of the SCM Award category for K1's Radio. Seriously spin worthy. You know what I'm saying? He went out, did his thing, man. Shout out to everybody that's on Facebook Live, man. Danielle, you feel me? The homie DJ Big Lex. Hey, Tony Bone, DJ Big Lex, he need that record ASAP, bro. He on Facebook Live.
Hey, man, he can get it, man. He can get it, man. I just need that email. He can have it in 5 minutes if he want it.
All right, we're going to make sure we get that. Shout out to DJ Big Lex. Catch him on K1's Radio every Wednesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for the 305 Mix Show. Shout out to the homie, man. That's K1's Radio family. Danielle is in the building. The homie Big T is in the building. You know what I'm saying? I see Zay Edwards checked in, man. Everybody, man. A lot of people, man. Some of folks checked in, man. Everybody, yo. What's up? Let me see who else. Carmine. Everybody, man. Audrey, everybody, man, like Carmine, let me see who else, Street Scholar, Gates, Michigan Girl, my baby, you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of people, man, to check in on Facebook Live, Carolina George, what up, homie, you know what I'm saying, I'm just going.
Man, they represent, ain't it?
Okay, Facebook Live is what's popping, and this is my first time really kind of, you know, really officially setting up for a Facebook Live, you know, doing it like this right here, man, so, you know, we may keep doing it like this, man, I think it's a good look. If y'all think I should keep doing it like this for Facebook Live, you know what I'm saying, give me a like, a holler at me real quick. Tony Davis. Hold on, tddj2 gmail.com. Oh yeah, they give me the hey Tony Bone. They leaving an email address for you to send the record to them in the Facebook Live post. And when you get off the line, go over there and check it and get it to them. All right.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Stand by. We got somebody else on the phone line real quick. Hold on. Let me see what this is. I don't know if it's Chill Will or not. 678-592. Hello.
Yo, this is DJ Chill Will, man.
Grinder's favorite grinder.
Man, you already know, man. What's happening?
What's happening? He's up next, coming up at 6:30, man. DJ Chill Will, winner of Mixtape DJ of the Year. I'm hitting you with a double whammy today. You know what I'm saying? Double whammy today, man. Two people that I definitely rock with. You know what I'm saying? One artist that we nominated, and then one of our very own DJs. DJ Mixtape of the Year, you know what I'm saying, over the SCM Awards, man. DJ Chill Will on the check-in. Stand by, Chill Will. We're going to come right back to you, man. We get ready to set you up in about 3 or 4 minutes. You ready? Stand by, all right?
All right. That's what's up. Shout out to Tony Bone, man. Fuck with Tony Bone.
Hey, what's up, man? He said shout out to Tony Bone. He fuck with him. All right, stand by.
Oh, believe that.
I already know. It was cool. You know what? It's cool. It was cool for me that you won on top of that because I already know Chill Will fuck with music. So it's like everything just was – the right person won to me. Fuck that. It was somebody who was
You know, Chill Will did my last two tapes anyway. He did the From Scratch and he did the Sacrifice tape. So it's all there. You feel me?
And people may think that has something to do with that shit. It had nothing to do with who won.
Hell no.
That's a grinding artist fucking with your favorite grinder's favorite grinder, DJ Chill Will. You know, when he's coming up, you know what I'm saying? So stand by. Stand by, Chill Will. Come back to the homie in a minute, all right? Let me see if I can get this damn All My Life loaded up, because that's really the joint that I want everybody to hear. Nah, for some reason that All My Life ain't coming up. We're going to do the other one, dog. Let me see if I can find that lie joint. You
the
down
lie
with that?
Joint, man.
All right, we'll do lie. That's cool with you?
Hell yeah, that's cool with me. That's the current single, man. You know what I mean? We finna put the rocket pack on that guy, man. You know what I mean? Shout out Terrific 2, Badass ENT. Shout out Lil Boosie for signing my player partners and you know what I mean, making their situation possible. You know what I mean? Like I really appreciate bruh for that. Even though I ain't signed with Badass, but get what? My partners, they over there and they was able to help me out and everything, you feel me?
All right, Tony Bone, this joint is called Lie. Let's get it, man. K100 Radio, we got DJ Chill Will coming up next. Shout out to my Facebook Live people, man. Yeah. It's all about cool running DJ. Shout out to the Tony Davis. Lie. Let's start.
I don't care who tell it. I don't care who tell it. But all I know is the truth. And all I know is you said it. I don't care who tell it. Can't try these fuck niggas. these niggas crowds in the budget. Boss don't wanna see you up with them. Lame ass nigga be sneak dissing. FN make it feel like a truck hit him. I done been shot up, I done been locked up. Part of the gang shit come with it. Young nigga gotta have street smarts. Pops ain't raised no dumb nigga. Big two for them niggas try to jump niggas. I eat these strokes off for lunch nigga. Can't eat with a plate from the cross nigga. Out here miss bitch, I run with them. I'm a dog on these hoes, I hunt bitches. I'm here, want some, then come get it. I gotta eat good bitch, lunch, dinner. You flex too hard nigga, that's a rental. Came up, had to focus on the fundamentals. Nigga snitch one time, I ain't fucking with them. These hoes ain't shit, can't trust bitches. These hoes ain't shit, I ain't fly, don't care who tell it. And these pussy ass nigga be jealous. Trap don't care who sell it. And these pussy ass nigga I smell it. But I don't care who tell it. But I don't care who tell it. But all I know is the truth. And all I know is get fed. But I don't care who tell it. But I don't care who tell it. Nigga start lying. These fuck niggas got no heart. Money turn me on and get my rocks off. These snake heads get chopped off. Big cap will take my top off. These so-called street niggas cap hard. Count the fence, I call them knockoffs. I came from the mud, socks off. 24-8, can't take the job off. Stop playing, nigga, grew up with a gold spoon. Can't hustle, give him a pack, he fall off. I'm a super one, he gon' walk off. You ain't even got a scale, but you got soft. Stop lying, you can chill with the black talk. You the type of nigga that'll tip the cops off. Lie, don't care who tell it. And these pussy ass nigga be jealous. Trap don't care who sell it. And these pussy ass nigga don't care who tell it. But I don't care who tell it. But all I know is the truth. And all I know is get fed. But I don't care who tell it.
Now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Shout out to my Facebook Live people, man, over there rocking with me hard body, man. You feel me? Shout out to everybody checking in, man, on the Facebook Live joint. I really appreciate it, man. Again, 347-934-0966. We getting ready to check out with the homie Tony Bone, man. We getting ready to roll out, man. We got to get ready to chop in here with DJ Chill Will. It's 6:30. Time to go ahead and move on to the next one. But again, homie, congratulations, Tony Bone.
Yo.
Yo, what up, man? You on there? You ready? What tell me tell everybody how to get to the music, dog. Give them your website and all that shit. Hello. Tony Bone. All right, we're going to have to come back to Tony Bone. I don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Hello? Tony Bone? All right, we'll move on. But y'all go look at it, man. It's at Tony Bone, PCMCM. When you look at it, it's on K1. If you look at our Instagram feed and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? You'll be able to see where his Instagram is and Twitter and all that. Just hit him up, man, and he's gonna come over there, I guess, and holler at everybody who left their email in that joint. You feel me? In the Facebook Live, because he's one of my Facebook friends. You know what I mean? Let's jump over to the next one. Let's go ahead and gear up for the next interview. All right, let's go ahead and set this thing off. DJ Chill Will, it's all about cool, bro. Yeah. DJ Chill Will, what up, homie?
What's going on?
Your favorite grinders, favorite grinding. I got your award. Hold on, let me find Chill Will award. I got your award piped up here on the Facebook Live. I gotta mail you yours because you ain't out of state. You just too far for me to drive and give it to your ass. You know what I'm
saying? Right.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie DJ Chill Will. Chill Will, what's going on, man? Again, congratulations, bro.
I appreciate it. I'm a little hoarse right now, man, because I had three studio sessions this week, man. So I'm a little hoarse right now. So if everybody could just bear with me, bro, just bear with me.
Let's go ahead and set it up. Tony Bone is checking into the Facebook Live joint. So if you're in Facebook Live, man, holler at him real quick. If you like that song, he's actually in the Facebook Live chat right now, man. Tony Bone, scroll up a little bit. You'll see some of those email addresses where some of those DJs wanted to get their record. Send it to him, homie. So if you listen to me on the broadcast right now, I'm actually doing a simultaneous Facebook Live with this broadcast. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm doing Facebook Live at the same time I'm doing the live broadcast right here, man. If you're not my Facebook friend, I actually made this Facebook Live public, so go over there and just type in Blizzom. You'll find my page, and you should be able to see it because it's a public. It's public right now, so you still, even if we're not friends, because I'm at the max 5,000, you should still be able to see it. Go over there, check me out, man, and rock with me over there on Facebook. I rock with the book. So DJ Chill Will, man, what you working on in the lab, bro? What you doing?
What you doing, man? I got so many mixtapes I'm working on right now, man. It's crazy, man. So I'm just really just trying to stay consistent out here. You know what I mean?
I know you is, man. Listen, you are grinding. You really a grinder, man, a real DJ. But beyond that, dog, you just a really cool dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Like people that
appreciate
I meet,
it, man.
And you really rock with K100 Radio. Like I remember when I first started rocking with you. And it's been a minute. We've been rocking with a minute on K100 Radio. You know, you can catch DJ Chill Wheel live every Tuesday. I know a lot of people may feel like, damn, K100 Radio won Station of the Year. Chill Wheel won that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no conspiracy, nigga. This shit is work.
Man, we working. Man, we motherfuckers working out here, Blizzard.
This shit is work. You know what I'm saying? The people that nominated us and the people that devoted and everything, we had to go out and get them votes. But the nomination came from the grind at the end of the day. I didn't nominate myself for an SCM award. Somebody else did. Somebody else nominated Chill Wheel for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I didn't nominate myself either.
Yeah, I never nominate myself. Never. I never nominate myself. Someone from either the camp or someone outside of the camp always nominates us. And then we go in. Once we get nominated, we see we on the nomination list. Well, we going in. We're going to do what we do. We're going to try to get our supporters to drum up the support for it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. But so tell me, how did it feel? Because you kind of on an award tour to yourself. You done won a couple of them. I done had to go on stage and accept some shit for you about 2-3 times now. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, it's a real, real humble experience, man. You know what I'm saying? To really, really, you know what I'm saying, to get acknowledged for your hard work. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm really out here working. Like, no flukazy shit. Like, I'm really, really grinding really hard, man. So, to receive that award, that was major because I wasn't even expecting that award. You know what I'm saying? So when it came across the screen, shit, I was just excited as everybody else was. You know what I mean? So
exactly. Shout out, I gotta make sure I shout out to the Cool Running people and Bigger Ranking, man. Bigger Ranking did a great job. He was the host at the SCM Awards. You feel what I'm saying? And you know, the SCM Awards was, like I said, the award show itself was really well put together. I did an interview with Bigger Rank, and he gave us some major props and some major respect on the interview, man. I'm gonna actually try to, when we get done with the Facebook Live, I'm actually gonna go over here and post that on YouTube so you can check out what Bigger Rank had to say just about K100 Radio and the movement and how he had respect for it. And for me, that meant a lot because we interviewed him, you know, after the fact at the Meet the DJs conference the next day. He talked about you. He talked about Cool Running. He talked about K100 Radio and he just how he came to respect the brand. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, and to me that meant because I grew up in Florida. I'm from Florida. You know, most people know that. And just growing up listening to Real Nigga Radio stuff and all that stuff and everything that he had going on, you know, he was a godfather in Florida. And just for it to all come full circle, I remember I was trying to get a Real Nigga Radio done as an artist. And now it's like back full circle. And I'm sitting down chopping it up with Bigger Rankin, and he's giving me all the props in the world for K100 Radio. It's just funny how things work out, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, man. You know what I mean? But it was really cool, you know, he called your name. I was glad when he called your name. I knew you was nominated. When he called your name, I was like, yeah, you got called before I did.
That makes you even go work harder. You know what I'm saying? When stuff like that go on, that makes you go and work harder, man. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, you got a lot of projects coming out right now. You just said you was in the lab doing three projects, and then you got one out right now that's working.
Yeah, I actually got five indie mixtape artists that I'm about to come out with. I'm about to drop here in the next few weeks. Five indie mixtapes, so be on the lookout for that. I just dropped Grinder Die Season 19, hosted by my big homie Project Pat, man. So that's already out right now, man. You know what I'm saying? And that was a great experience for me because I actually got to work with an artist that I grew up listening to. You know what I'm saying? So that was a real humble experience for me right there, though. Like, for real.
That's what's up, man. And we've shared that a couple of times. I'll reshare it again shortly after we get off the air. If you don't know about that mix that he's got right now, all at the top of the Spinrella charts, and you know what I'm saying, at the Spinrella hit list. And,
we all over the whole page on that motherfucker.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was good. The one with Project Pat, you know what I'm saying? I see a lot of people sharing that one, and that one's going in with the grind. Somebody just hashtagged in the Facebook, June Rudolph. Shout out to reminding me. Hashtag Pray Grind Repeat. Tell me about the Pray Grind. Yeah, somebody just hashtagged it inside the Facebook Live joint. You know what I'm saying? So,
That's what's up, man.
No, you know what, dog? Honestly, bro, I got to give you some kudos on the Pray Grind Repeat. The logo, just the movement, it's really, really, really super catching on.
Yeah, it is, man. And it's really overwhelming because I can't keep no shirts in, so that's a good thing. Like, I'm waiting on shirts in to come in right now, so that's a good thing. But this is that's actually something God gave me back in 2013. You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, I posted every day, and I started living by it. And then my cousin, he was like, man, you need to put that shit on a shirt. You need to put that shit on a shirt.
Socks, and you did.
Hats,
and you did.
And everything else, and then turn up with it. And I did that, and now we here, man. So
right.
Shout out to, you know what I'm saying? One time for God on that one, man. That was all God right there, man. So.
And it's just, it's catchy. When I saw the logo, you know what I'm saying, I was looking at it, and then when you first shared it, I was like, even though I don't got no shirt, you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to get me one, you know what I mean?
I got you, though.
I'm going to get me one, you know what I'm saying? When we at the same place at the same time, I'm just going to get my shirt. It's that simple. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But when I first saw it and you was sharing it, I was like, man, that shit going to catch on. And I was like, all of a sudden, like, it wasn't even a month, bro. I just seen all these different people who just tagging you and posting it, and I'm like, just all these different people doing the playground repeat hashtag and the shirts, and I'm like, that caught on like crazy, like
yeah.
super fast. But
it caught on like wildfire, man, and it's crazy because yeah. it's crazy. But you know, and I'm gonna throw this out there: I do got it trademarked, I do got it copyrighted. So just in case yeah. anybody wanna think they wanna steal some,
hey, chill, Will. No, don't worry about it. Don't say nothing. Pump your brakes. Let them go ahead and steal it so we can go ahead and sue them and we can get the check later. You know what I'm saying? Let them go ahead and sell it to Creflo Dollar and Bishop Jakes, whoever they want to. Let them put it on a T-shirt and sell it to that $60 million jet, nigga. And then remind them, nigga, by the way, let me get that up off you. That's how you do that. You know what I'm saying? When you know
hey,
it's right.
Then we're going to build $1 million studio for K100.
Steal it, please, and put in 5 years of work. We'll be back after that. You know what I'm saying? We'll come and get that super money that you worked hard diligently to get. You know what I mean? DJ Chill Will, tell us about just how you felt about winning the SCM award, man. Shout out to Jay Seals. I'm rocking my SCM award T-shirt that I got at the event. All they had was yellow, nigga. What you want me to do? Yellow off top. But yellow. You know what I'm saying? Winning the award, though, how did you feel to win that when you saw it come across the wire?
Man, I really hopped up out my seat because I was really sitting down, and my wife was sitting right there, and I was like, look, man, I don't want another award. So, you know, that was a real humble experience because 3 weeks ago, I just had won another mixtape DJ of the Year down
right.
in Tampa.
Right.
For the Muster Music Award. So that's like 3 mixtape awards in like 4 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
But see, that's why I, matter of fact, I got to check my back. Hold on. Let me bump. This is for DJ Chiwi. Hold on. Because he's been on the fucking award tour for like, this is for DJ. This for DJ, because he's been on the awards. We back to back SCM and SCA, but he's been on the award tour for like 2 years now. Back to back winning shit. Let me turn it back down a little bit. No, but for real though, you've been really on the roll, bro. I'm talking about like way back, what, 2 years ago, a year before last, when you won the Saluted DJs Award, and I had to get that one for you. Everybody's been popping up here and there winning, man. Your favorite grinder, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all tune in to K1's Radio every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Let me say this right here. Let me make sure let me just pause. I'm gonna stop the background music so everybody can hear me crystal clear on this. The homie DJ Chill Will, the favorite grinder's favorite grinder is not just something he came up with. The dude really worked. The dude really break independent artists. When you listen to his big show, he really breaking like a lot of cats. I don't even, and I'm out here, and I do this. But Chill will be playing all kind of cats, man, and really be putting them on K100 and really be showing love to like a lot of the underground
that's
artists.
That's all I play. That's all
you know
I play is independent artists.
Right, you know what I'm saying. So his mix show, every mix, unless there's some kind of technical difficulty where we have to do some craziness and run a replay or something, you're gonna hear something new, and you're gonna hear something by DJ Chill Will that you know what I'm saying that's just not popping right now, but it's dope. You know what I'm saying. I think that you know what I'm saying when it comes to his particular style. Of course, it's southern, it's quote unquote trap, it's quote unquote club or whatever. So you can expect that out of his mixes and out of his mixtapes a lot of the time. But it doesn't even matter if that's what you like. If you like that shit, this is the DJ to fuck with, because this dude, be having everybody's shit before it pop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, bro, who the fuck is that? And all of a sudden, this nigga Chill Wheel was playing that shit last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, my background music back. No, but that's true, though, man. I got to give you props on that. And it's not because you're on K1's radio. It's the facts. There's a lot of DJs on K1's radio, but you just have a knack for it. And I think you just got a lot of people fucking with you right now, and they're giving you the music, and they're really just rocking with you. And to me, it's just showing. You know what I'm saying? It's showing because I see the grind and the mixtapes and a lot of the work that's being put in, right? And I just got to salute you, man. You really deserve this award. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everybody who won it, that I'm dealing with, that I'm talking about, I feel like K1's radio deserves Internet Radio Station of the Year. The fuck else am I going to say?
Right.
You know? How would I say? Nah, give it to somebody else. Nah. No, nigga. Us. We deserve it. But we're not the only ones, man. You feel me? At the end of the day. You know what I mean? Shout out to the homie Big B. Big B was in the building, man. Big B did a great job this weekend. He was a part of the SCM Awards. He showed a lot of love. He always shows love to K1's radio. I see Big B on the check-in. Salute, homie. What's going on?
Shout out to Big B, man. That's like one of my mentors right there, man. People don't know who Big B is, man. They sleep.
Absolutely. He's checking in on the Facebook joint. You know what I'm saying? On the Facebook Live, man. If you're listening to me on K1'sRadio.com or if you're listening on the phone lines, well, you know, y'all got to hit. Anybody going to fucking call in to congratulate DJ Chill Wheel? Let me put this motherfucking phone number up real quick. What, nigga? Y'all ain't got unlimited long distance? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Call in and get this man a shout out live on the air. You feel what I'm saying? K1'sRadio.com. Of course, you can go to www.K1'sRadio.com and download our free mobile apps. It's free. We also own TuneIn Radio. Hit us up. I see now the Facebook Live is like a lot more interactive because everybody talking on Facebook, but don't nobody want to call in. 347-934-0966. Everybody on Facebook talking. Big V and everybody on Facebook, like, yeah, I'm just going to be on the live chilling, and I'm going to type them what's up. Well, I guess you can see all these shout-outs. When you get off the phone line, just go to the Facebook live post and look at all the shout-outs you got. You know what I'm saying? Everybody shout you out. You know what I'm saying? We're doing the Facebook live joint, so I appreciate everybody rocking with us, man. What else you got coming? Hold on. Somebody's listening. Somebody actually called in, like, right in. Hold on. Let me check out. See what's going on. Area code 662-347. Welcome to K1's Radio.
It would be none other than Big V, man. I'll call in. I got unlimited shit over here, man.
Big V, what up, homie? What's good?
To the big homie.
Hey, man. Fucking with K100, man. Chill with me. Y'all my peoples, man. You know, you got my support no matter what.
All right, exactly,
already,
man.
Already.
Man, salute, man. It was a great how did that after party turn out after I left? I was so tired, bro. And I was parked so far away from the club, I had to go. But how did the after party turn out down there?
And after party wasn't too bad, man. You know, but like I said, it was late. You know, we were quite a long way from the venue. But we're gonna 2017. We're gonna run a shuttle service, so we're gonna tighten that up, so we ain't gonna have that issue. You know, so.
Right, because for me, it was just like I had drove the 6 hours that day. I was tired. I was like, man, I had a couple of drinks, one or two drinks. I was like, man, let me go ahead and slide up out of here because I didn't want to mix being tired, exhausted, and drunk in fucking Mississippi as a black man. It just didn't sound good to me at all. At all. The whole conversation of shit was just like asking for trouble with that. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
Exactly. So I just kept on moving. I kept it moving. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Oh, the number is K1. Oh, somebody's trying to ask me the number. 347. Area code 347. I'm showing it on Facebook Live. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial in. 347-934-0966. But shout out to Big V, man, and everybody that's rocking with us, man, and that really shows K100 Radio love, man. What do you think about the overall awards weekend altogether, Big V?
Hey, man, I think it's a wonderful situation. It's a great platform. I think more people should participate because Jay and the guy, spent a lot of bread to put together
a lot of nice event to
honor people that don't normally get recognized. You know what I mean? So everybody should participate, even if they are at the next level before they get the major. They should be there. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's ATL, whether it's Florida, Carolinas, Tennessee, anywhere, they should be at that guy's event, man. They should be there.
Yeah, exactly, man. I wholeheartedly agree. And I could tell just, man, everything was laid out and everything, man. He invited us out. He took care of us and everything. The homie spent some bread. But so I got a big salute to Jay Shields. First class all the way. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy myself, man. I appreciate the respect that he gave the platform of K100 Radio. All right, Big V, I got a couple more people that just hit the line all of a sudden.
All right, brother.
Hey, oh, Big V, real quick, just shoot your information real quick and paper, so people can get in touch with you, because this is the grinder. This is somebody that you should know. What's your information, bro?
Hey, man, real easy, man. They can just hit me at BigV.com, BIGGV.com. Everything's there, man. Or I'll let you, man, K100 Radio. They can get a hold of me.
All of it, man. Hit us up, man. I'm putting this up. Everybody asking them. All right, stand by, Big V. Stand by, homie. Man, make sure y'all go holler at the homie Big V, man. You feel me? DJ Chillwell is in the building, man. Congratulations again. Big State PK of the year. We got one call on the line. Area code 850-555. What up, though?
What up, though? I should have been there, too. You know what I'm saying? I had to go ahead and call.
Who this is?
Miss June, Just Five Promo.
What's going on, Miss June? Thank you for calling.
What's happening? You know, I had to call you and show some love and support. You are definitely a motivation, you know what I'm saying, to everybody out here that's doing their thing and trying to make it and make a way and make a lane in this industry and in this game. And you're doing exactly that. So I had to call and show some love because I salute.
Appreciate that. That mean a lot.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to June, man. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for reminding me about that dope hashtag and that dope other movement that Chillwell got going on outside of the music. Feel me? You know what I'm saying? I might have forgot to mention that if you didn't do it. So, pick up. All right. I got one more call on the line. Stand by. Let me see here. Area code 310-678. What up, though? Welcome to K100. What's popping?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on, man? It's Bola, man.
Bola, what's going on, man? Bola, what's going on, man? Cool running. It's all about cool running. What up, bro?
Not a whole lot, man. I want to get love to Chillwell. You know what I mean? Doing his thing, man. I got to get love to K100 Radio, doing their thing, man. Salute. You know what I mean? I'll be out there, man, June 4th, man, to come see you.
All right, man. Make sure you make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Bola, man. You know what I mean? What's going on with you? How did you now you was there. What did you think about the award?
The award was beautiful, man. It was awesome. Memphis showed a lot of love. You know, shout out to Jay Shield. Shout out to Miss DJ Hypnotic. You know what I mean? For real, they did a good job, and I'm waiting for 2017.
Absolutely, man. It was a dope event. I think it's going to be even dope. Shout out to DJ OK, the General, checking in. I see DJ Opens is checking in on Facebook Live. Facebook Live is going crazy, man. That's where everybody checking in at. Y'all hit them phone lines. So 7934-0966. Shout out to Bola for calling in, man. I really appreciate the call, all right?
No doubt. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, Bola. Appreciate you, bro.
No doubt.
Absolutely, man. All right, man. So what you want to leave him with, Chillwell? What you got to say, man? What's going on with you and what you feeling like about the industry and everything? I know it's a lot of people. Like, if you would have been there to take your – this is your acceptance speech, DJ Chillwell. Here's your award. I'm giving it to you on the Facebook.
All right. Oh, man. All
If I would have been there
to settle the war, of course, the first thing I would have said was one time for God. Then I would have said, pray, cry, repeat. And then I would have said, hey, I'm out working you other niggas.
He's working, though. He's working. Y'all got to, hey. You want it out here, not right now, man. You definitely got to put it in the work. You feel what I'm saying? You definitely got to put it in the work, man, for real. Because DJ Chillwell, not just him, man. Everybody's grinding. Everybody's working, man. Shout out to all the DJs on K100 Radio who's checking in on the Facebook Live, man. Like I said, OK, the General, what's up? I see DJ Opens just checked in. I'm trying to scroll down a little bit and see what's going on. Oh, I see the PC, Tommy Garrett, checked in. Tracy, what up? 561 in the building. You know what I'm saying? Real rap promo checked in. You feel me? West Palm in the build. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, man. So everybody that checked in with us on Facebook Live, man, I really appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I mean? We got DJ IM coming up in a minute. And if you listen to me on K100 Radio right now, you feel what I'm saying? I'm going to mute Chillwell. He sounds like he's riding. So I'm going to mute that so you guys can hear me a little bit better. But he's still on the line. We got somebody just called in to him. Well, let me take this call in, and then we'll tell you what I got to say real quick. Area code 901-231. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping? Who's this?
Man, this is JC, CEO of the SEM.
Ah, yes. I need you to stand by, Jay. I need you to stand by. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah,
for a
I
couple,
feel you.
I'm going to talk to you a couple of more minutes after we get off because on the air in a second, we got DJ IM coming up in 5 minutes on K1's radio. So we got to make sure we check in with DJ IM. We got to make sure that the broadcast, if you listen to me on the broadcast, we will be signing off in about 5 minutes because DJ IM is scheduled to come on at 7 o'clock. So don't go nowhere. Tune in because if you just don't have Facebook, if you're not rocking with Facebook Live right now, go ahead and stay on the broadcast and check us out and keep rocking with DJ IM. He always goes in with the mixes. But if you're on my Facebook page, then we're definitely going to continue the conversation on Facebook Live. You feel what I'm saying? DJ Chill Will, we got DJ Shields right here on the line real quick, man. You feel me? The organizer.
Yo, what's happening?
Man, what's going on with you, man? I enjoy it. I enjoy K100 at the FDM Award.
Man, look, Jay Shields, I ain't just saying this because I'm a part of K100, but K100 is the best shit out right now, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And I really appreciate you too, man. For real, I really do. I know we met at the Diamond Awards, and I didn't get a chance to make it. 2017, I'm gonna be there. Mark my words, if the good Lord don't take me home, I will be there next 2017, bro.
Man, that's what it is, man. And congratulations on y'all awards.
Absolutely,
sure, man. For sure.
All right, before we get ready, we got to get ready to wind down because DJ IM is coming up at 7. Real quick, here, Will, tell them how to get in contact with you real quick.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Chill I Grind Will. It's all one word. Chill I Grind Will. It's all one word because I does what the middle name says. You can also log on to DJChillWill.com, catch up with all my mixtapes, everything I got going on. And I really appreciate everybody, man. I'm talking about everybody. Y'all the real MVPs. And before I go, Blizzard, I want to give you a shout-out, bro, for giving me a chance
to
exercise my gift. And I really appreciate you for that, man, for real.
Hey, man, you know what? You was one of the first DJs that we actually got on K100 Radio, man. And, I mean, you've been going hard ever since. You was, like, one of the first 10 DJs that we had. And I remember when I first saw you and I stepped to you and I was like, man, the homie really be grinding. And you hit me up. And I was like, man, I definitely want to get you on the slot. And it wasn't because... It was just a grind. I just saw you really going hard with your promo, really going hard with your mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? Really, really pushing your brand. So I said, man, if I can get this guy to rock with us, man, I'm pretty sure it's gotta be beneficial to K100 Radio. You know, and I didn't even know you. It didn't even you know what, bro? It really didn't even have the fact that it wasn't a Cool Running thing, even though I rock with Cool Running and Bigger and all them. It was a you thing. It was a DJ Chill Will thing that I said, man, this dude really really be fucking outworking these other niggas, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, when you hit me up and you was like, yo, I want to be on K100 Radio, I was like, man, shit, 100. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Yeah,
you feel what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. And you know, I really appreciate you too, man. And real quick before I go, damn, I like forgot. Shout out to my team, man. Cool Running DJ, man. We've been running this shit since the 90s, man.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? So shout out to you. Hold on, let me see my Facebook Live. Went off real quick. I gotta go back. I think limit of an hour on his. I'm gonna have to start his Facebook Live back up. You know what I'm saying? But hey, again, shout out to you, DJ Chill Will, man, and big ups to you, dog. I'm gonna get ready to chop it back up with Jay Shields. You know what I'm saying?
All
real
right.
Quick.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Congratulations, dog. Congratulations. All right. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. Now, if you're listening to us live on K100 Radio, you feel what I'm saying? If you're listening to us live on K100 Radio right now, then you're gonna actually hear the broadcast. You feel me? I'm gonna continue the conversation on Facebook Live. I think Facebook lets you do an hour of Facebook Live, so it just cut me off, so I had to reboot it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure everybody will see that over there. But if you're listening to me on K100 Radio, the actual broadcast right now, DJ IM is getting ready to come up right now. So we're going to continue the conversation on my Facebook page. Now, if you don't, I'm at 5,000 max, but I made this a public Facebook post. So you can actually go over there and you can hear me continue the conversation with Jay Shields on Facebook. So go over there and check that out if you can real quick. But on the broadcast right now, actually on K1's Radio, if you're listening to me on the app or on the website, you guys are going to hear DJ IM coming up next. Again, shout out and congratulations to DJ Chill Will, DJ of the Year. Shout out to the homie Tony Bone. Again, K1's Radio Serious Suspend Award nominee that won. Again, we'd like to congratulate Jay Shields and everybody over at the SCM Award staff. We won Radio Station of the Year, Internet Radio Station of the Year, and we really are appreciative of that. Real big ups to Jay Shields. And I'm going to continue my conversation with Jay Shields over there on the Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? So, again, I really appreciate everybody rocking with us over here on K100 Radio, man. We're going to talk it up and chop it up some more with Jay Shields, man. But if you missed any part of these of the Direct Line interviews with Tony Bone and Chill Will, if you missed any part of the Direct Line interviews, then you can catch those guys. You can catch the interviews over on SoundCloud. You feel what I'm saying? So we're getting ready to chop it up with Jay Shields right now. So if you're on the Facebook Live, what up? Shout out to Kelby Cannon. He just checked in on Facebook. It's not over. You know what I'm saying? We're finna get ready to chop it up with Jay Shields a little bit over here on Facebook. But so if you not rock with me on Facebook, please do follow me because I can't add any more friends. But please rock with me over there. Here we go. DJ IM is on deck. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ IM. If you listen to the broadcast, don't go anywhere. If we're not friends on Facebook, just rock out to DJ IM because he definitely, definitely goes in with the mixes. And the Blend King is on deck. Facebook Live, y'all pause real quick. Let me sign off. Don't go anywhere, Facebook Live. All right, y'all hold on over there. K1's Radio, we live. We out of here, man. I really appreciate it. DJ IM, let's go, bro. Yeah.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K-100 Radio.
Party101Productions.com.
This is Certified Hip-Hop.
We gon' run. We gon' run. We gon' run. We gon' run.
Hey, I had to stop talking that money.
We gon'.
All right. Facebook Live, people. What up, though? Shout out to my Facebook Live people. I'm still over here on Facebook Live, you know what I'm saying? But now it's just all about you guys. I've signed off of the broadcast right here live, piped in, because DJ IM is actually live on the broadcast. So if you're rocking with us, man, if you're asking where to go or whatever, download our apps. Make sure you get our mobile apps and everything and check in over there with us on K100 Radio. And, you know, just hit us up, man, and listen and tune in and all that kind of stuff. But I still got to go back and holler at the homie Jay Shields real quick. Let's get it. Jay Shields, what's up, bro?
Man, just chilling, man. In the kitchen frying chicken, believe it or not.
All right. And that's real chicken. We ain't talking about the other stuff for y'all police-ass niggas.
No, that's real chicken.
Real fried chicken. That wasn't slang. Chicken. He's hungry. He wants to eat food.
No,
that's,
no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, food.
Let me
y'all
let me give
murdered.
Yeah, right. Let me give you some real props, though. I gotta just pause and really give you some real props, dog, because the SCM Awards was really dope. You know, you really put together a really dope event, man. I really appreciate you having us out and inviting us out, man. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I could have been here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I was only able to get there for Saturday and Sunday, but even the 2 days that I was there, man, I got a lot out of it. It was really classy. The awards was really great. The venue was great for both of them. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to you, and big props to you on that from K100 Radio. Straight up.
Man, I appreciate it, man. And I love y'all set up, man. Y'all came in professional, set up, doing interviews. And I was surprised by that, you know what I'm saying? And I loved it, man. It was a pleasure having y'all in the city.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, the DJs coming. Like I said, you know, with the DJs conference, I know you told me you're going to switch it around and have that, you know, the day before next year. And I think that'll really help that particular part of it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, so many people had to leave on that Monday. Had to get back to work and regular lives and shit like that that we got to handle. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure, like, next year that's going to be dope. I appreciate this shirt I got, the SCM Awards shirt I'm rocking over here right now on Facebook Live. Live. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who checked in.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I was talking to one of my organizers, Big V, and what we decided to do, we're going to try to roll once more with that Monday because a lot of y'all have gigs at clubs and stuff, and I don't want to take y'all premium day for that Thursday. So next year, even with a award show conference, you know, I'm going to bring Tony Neal back. You know, I'm going to reach out to him. I'm bringing DJ Screen back. And we're going to just turn up with a little bit more promotion because we did – start promoting kind of late. But we're going to give one more chance on that Monday. That way people don't lose their premium days.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought you were gonna change it. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, if you plan for it, yeah, you know what I'm saying. I just know, I think I met like a lot of people was like, I gotta, you know, they was like, they left early Monday, or you know what I'm saying. Some of them left after the awards that night. But hey, man, you guys are first class event. So whatever you guys decide, we're gonna try to work with you guys on that. So how was the overall experience?
Okay.
How was this annual? Oh, big up, first of all, big up to you on these nice ass awards. These joints is nice and heavy. Nice, you know what I'm saying. Big up to you on those joints. How was the overall weekend from Thursday all the way up to Monday? Did you have anything that was crazy? And what the fuck? Did you have anything that go down that was crazy?
Man, yeah, it was a positive movement. You know, that was that was my new team that I was introducing to the city. We just really basically got together and stuff that Thursday. It went great. You know, we took off that Friday. You know, get us some rest. We crunk back up that Saturday. It was a positive look, but everything was just leading for the FCM award.
Right.
It was always the battleground. We always put on for the city with something monumental.
Exactly.
We didn't let the city down once again.
Right. And you know what I'm saying? Just the proximity to Memphis and everything, you know what I mean? And when I came through, there was a lot of artists in there. But one thing I noticed about your event, you did have a lot of people from out of town in the building. You know what I'm saying? You had people that was willing to travel and come out and support the event. You feel me? And that's big. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people do stuff, and you know, you can't really, you can barely get the hometown people to come out. So how do you feel about, you know, just the amount of out of town people that came to rock with you? Because there's a lot of local, there's a lot of promoters who can't even get the hometown out, let alone. How do you feel about doing that?
Man, it was great. First of all, you got to have something to make people willing to travel. But a lot of promoters, they don't want to invest in their event. They want to put barely enough in it and expect the world out of it. You know, we put together a star-studded lineup. That's why people travel from New York, California, Texas, you know, Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island. People travel that far because we make it worth its while. I used to be an artist, so I know what it takes to bring an artist in.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Well, it was definitely a dope event. Shout out to Kelby Candace for making the magazine. He checked in. Somebody, we're going to need to shelf all these awards. I really appreciate the recognition, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? At the end of it. And I didn't, you know what? I really fully just didn't. I wasn't really concerned with winning. I was just. My biggest thing with the awards was making sure that I was there definitely to present the award that you actually gave us a category for. That's the first time I seen an award show give other people a chance. That was dope. You know what I'm saying?
Man, it was great. We always looking at the people that actually make a noise. And if we don't do anything else, we like recognizing people. We like showing them that, you know, someone appreciates your accomplishments. I seen K100 everywhere. So when I saw just talking to you guys on the phone and everything, I'm like, man, I won the very first K100 award. So when I stepped to y'all and y'all gave me the green light, I'm looking at having this the next 20 years. 20 of K100 award.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Hey, brother, you know what I'm saying? If it got anything to do with me, you know what I'm saying? That's exactly how it's going to go down, because I was just appreciative of that. Because I say all the time, I know we don't talk a lot on social media, but I say if people really look at me and read my rants and shit on Facebook and stuff like that, my Facebook people should know what's going on. I complain all the time about when motherfuckers shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be mad as fuck when motherfuckers be bitching about award shows. I be like, bro, why are you fucking bitching? Do you know how much work it takes to even put one of those motherfuckers together and how much money you got to spend? Even if you get nominated, or even if you don't, show some respect to people who take the time out to recognize motherfuckers who nobody's for me, it is what it is. You know what I mean? For real.
Right.
Man. Like,
my thing is, as long as the professionals that's coming into town is satisfied, I'm satisfied. That's my biggest thing, is to make sure the people that took time out their schedule is satisfied. You know, you're never going to just please any and everybody. That's why there's going to be people that are going to complain about whoever win the NBA championship. It's always complaining. But
yeah.
I just stay in my zone and make sure the people that I really care about happy at the end.
Right, exactly, man. And you did, man. You know, really was first class. And I really appreciate the hospitality that we got and everything, just dealing with us. Like, you made sure – You know what I'm saying? Everybody knew who we was, and everybody was communicating with us, and everything went smooth, man. So congratulations. Yeah. Straight up. You feel me? That was really dope, man. So, hey, give me let everybody that's listening right now, because some people are checking in on the Facebook Live. Like, what's your plan for next year? How can somebody be a part of the SCMO? If they want to sponsor, if they want to do anything like that, how can they be a part of it? What's your contact information?
Okay, my contact information is J Shield. That's the letter J Shield, SHIELDS, SCM@gmail. Now, the only thing they got to do is hit me up and everything. I already got the flyer that I'm going to release time I get off the phone with you. I got Bigger Rankin, Lil Chan, and a Lovely Bond hosting. My co-hosts is Miami Mike and Jason Foley, Wingstop Catering, K97, which is a Clear Channel affiliate. They doing a live broadcast.
All right.
I'll be back at the Mingleford Hall. Flyers are already up. And, man, I got some extra special surprises because artists have already been reaching out to me about it.
Absolutely, man. Well, you know, definitely K1's already going to be there. We're going to have our Seriously Spin Worthy Award, like you just said, again. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to come through and we're going to represent. You feel me? So, again, bro, like, for real, that was really just a great event, man. I got to give you some props on that joint at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully next year, I can get there and I can actually, just have it to where I'm there more than just 2 days. I felt like I should have at least got there on Saturday, but I just really couldn't this year. But this year, at least 3 days of the events, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to make next year. Let me see. Hold on. We on Facebook Live. Let me see. Kelby Canick says, tell him to submit info in the flyer on the site and he'll promote. Kelby Canick was making the magazine, said, hey, man, hit him up and send that to him on his website, and he'll promote it on Making a Magazine website, which is a pretty dope publication that everybody rock with that I know of. You know what I'm saying? So Kelby Canick, he's on my Facebook. If you are you friends with him on Facebook? I don't know. If you're not, just
I have no idea.
Right. Well, he just on my post. I know you're friends with me, so on my Facebook Live post, he just said that he says he want to submit the info and the flyer on the website and here and they'll promote. So I definitely suggest you do that because the network is crazy over there making the magazine. And both of you guys are good people. I rock with both of you guys, man. So definitely salute to Kelby Canick checking in on Facebook Live, showing some love. Big V, Q, Me Folk Management. I see the homegirl on there, Miles Agency. Ashley, what's going on? Ashley PR. Margaret checking in with me. My homie, man. Shipmate, what up? I see these stunners in the building, man. What's going on, Dub? DJ Owens is back. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. I had a whole bunch of people on the first. I think Facebook Live cut me off after an hour automatically, so I had to reboot it because we was on there doing the direct line interviews. But, man, AJ Shields, I ain't going to hold you up, man. I'm going to let you go, man, but I appreciate you again. Thank you for rocking with K1's Radio. The SCM Awards was dope, man. I really appreciate it, and we'll be back next year, bro. All right?
Man, all praises to the Most High. Next year, we're going to do it again.
You know what it is. Yeah. That was the homie Jay Shields checking in with us over here on K100 Radio. So, again, if you listen to the live broadcast, we actually signed off the live broadcast. Right now, DJ IM is live on K100 Radio on the broadcast. But I said I was going to continue with the Facebook Live joint because, I got more rain and more freedom. But I didn't want to mess up any of the – I'm actually going to stop the switchboard. Well, actually, no. I think I'll leave the switchboard up just in case anybody want to call and holler at me. This is the number. If you want to actually call and congratulate us for winning the SCM Award and actually talk to us live on the air, 347-934-0966. This is not going on Facebook Live. This is not going on the broadcast. This is just for Facebook Live people. Y'all don't know what I'm talking to. We've actually logged out of the broadcast because DJ IM is live over there right now doing this mix show. But 347-934-0966. Y'all feel free to hit us up and give us congratulations for winning Best Internet Radio Station at the SCM Awards. That's why I'm rocking my SCM Awards show. Shout out to Vertigo. I got to give a props to Vertigo. See these headphones? Vertigo. The homies over at Vertigo gave us these headphones right here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie, man. You know what I mean? We had a chance to chop it up with them. And he was like, man, yo, I be seeing you be rocking the beats and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? What you going to rock out with these Vertigo headphones? They got a new headphone line. So I'm like, man, we already rock with Vertigo. So you know, salute to the homie at Vertigo, make sure we got these nice these bitches sound good too, man. They sound great. You know what I'm saying? These Vertigo headphones, Vertigo Music Service, go holler at those guys, man. Those are good people, man. If you're an artist and you're talking about service and music, man, make sure you go holler at those guys, man. Because I actually use the service. A couple of the DJs on the broadcast use the service. Make sure you go rock with those guys, man, over at Vertigo. That's Vertigo, V-I-R-D-I-K-O. Yeah, at Vertigo. And they're music servicing. So if you got, like, music that you're trying to break, you just upload it, and it just, like, it's basically like a digital servicing record pool type situation, but a lot of people rock with it. I actually go over there and check for music sometimes. That's one of my outlets that I go check for independent music, and not even just independent music, some of the other music, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's a solicited spot that we actually go look for music for, you know what I'm saying? And we hand pick it over there. So rock with Vertigo, man. But I appreciate the headphones, homie. Shout out to you guys, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's been rocking with us on Facebook Live, I really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this was the first time that I was the first official time that I said I was doing a Facebook Live simultaneous with K100 Radio. And sounds like it turned out good. A lot of people hit the stream up and was like, "Yo, it sounds great." You know what I'm saying? So I think I'm probably gonna do Facebook Live a couple of more times. Maybe when we do Illa Kill. I think there's an hour limit on the Facebook Live, so, you know, it'll probably break off halfway through. We'll crank it right back up. Maybe some of my direct line interviews. Definitely going to do my talk segments over here on Facebook Live so you guys can interact with me that's doing the Facebook Live. You know what I mean? Everybody that tuned in and checked in, I appreciate it for everybody that's on this video and the other one. That is two videos for this particular segment because we've been going over an hour. And Facebook basically just cut me off right at 60 minutes, so I'm assuming you can only go live for a max of 60 minutes. We'll boot right back up if that ever happens. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what else. That's basically it, man. But again, congratulations to DJ Chillwheel and congratulations to Tony Bone. If you guys got any questions or something, you can type it real quick if you want to give us a shout out or whatever. Because I really said I was going to go for as long as somebody was watching tonight, really. I didn't have too much to talk about. I got a whole bunch of music. Let me see. I got a whole bunch of music from while I was at the SCM Awards. Hold on. I got a lot of fancy shit, you know what I'm saying, in my gift bag. Shout out to these gift bags that they got us, and, you know, it had this T-shirt in it. Vertigo gave me these headphones, and they had the bag and shit, too. You know what I'm saying, the Vertigo bag and everything. Chock full of music and all kind of artists they was breaking. You know what I mean? Oh, shout out to the homie DJ Wynn. DJ Wynn had a dope setup there. He had the shades and shit. The homie DJ Wynn had a whole bunch of shit going on at the SM Awards. But I got a whole bag of CDs and a whole bag of music that I got to go through that we got there. And I do that every time I go to an event, every time we go live. I know people don't believe that we do that, but we do got to go through the bag. I try to tell everybody to email me because I really don't like fucking with CDs. I don't like fucking with CDs no more. Let me tell you why. One of the computers that I got don't even have a fucking CD drive in it. It's new. Bitch didn't come with a CD drive. I'm not buying no attachment to put a CD drive in that motherfucker, okay? I don't really like CDs anymore because it's an inconvenience to what I do. So one thing I will say to the artists, shout out to all the artists who have creatively come up with ways to either give you jump drives or either have, you know, the capacity to understand that if you hit me up and you got a CD at an event and I tell you no, I don't want the CD, email me. I'm not really trying to diss you. Like, I'm really trying to tell you the best way to get me that music. Because if you give me the CD, nigga, I might not ever check it. I might not. I'm not even going to front. I'm not lying. I might not really, really take the time. And then don't give me a fucking whole mixtape or a whole album and then want me to go through and find your single on the motherfucker, which lessens the chance that I'm actually going to rock with your single. So, you know what I'm saying? Oh, somebody called in. I told you I still got the switchboard up in case somebody want to call in. Hold on real quick. 864-221, what up?
Yeah, man, I was calling to know if the Illa Kill segment was going on tonight.
Nah, Illa Kill is not going on tonight, bro. It's not. I'm just kind of chilling tonight. You know what I'm saying? So tonight we just did some interviews and everything like that. So, no, we're not doing Illa Kill, but I appreciate you calling, all right?
All right.
All right. Of course, I never really said Illa Kill was going on at any point tonight. Now, did I? He's on his grind. He's trying to find out what it is. Illa Kill will be back, not next week, because I'll be at the Gainesville Music Summit next week. Shout out to C. Wakely, the homie C. Wakely. Shout out to him. I'll be at the Gainesville Music Summit down in Florida. If you're in the Florida area, man, and you're rocking with music and you're doing music, man, I'm telling you, I know you may not think. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know if you're really paying attention to who everybody that C. Wakely actually has geared up to come out there for the Gainesville Music Summit. But for real, you guys really need to go check out what's going on at the Gainesville Music Summit. You know what I'm saying? I posted that multiple times on Facebook. Just scroll down the page a little bit. I posted it on my IG. You guys definitely should be rocking with what's going on at the Gainesville Music Summit. You know what I'm saying? Because there's going to be a lot of people in the building. You know what I mean? So shout out to C. Wakers. You guys need to make sure you get down there. I may try to hit the Tampa Music Conference. Some of the people from there hit me up about coming through. That's in June. I may try to hit that. I don't know yet. I haven't confirmed on that one. You know what I'm saying? But I may try to actually hit that. But yeah, lots of CDs, lots of music that was given to me at the SCM Awards. You know what I'm saying? A lot of contact and information and stuff we got to go through. You know what I'm saying? To kind of at least get you on our mailing list, even if we don't. Some of this stuff is a little. That looks funny. That's a full album. It's pretty fancy by this guy. It's a full album. You may check that out. You know what I'm saying? At least pop it open and crack it open and see what he's working with. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this guy right here had an after party. That guy had an after party at the that Monday, but I just couldn't even do it. I was so tired. I had to get up and drive back. But he had an after party, so shout out to him. They gave me some passes, but I really couldn't make it because it was in town, and I just couldn't drive back after we did the music conference. I was just kind of tired. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to him. He had a pretty big listening party. I heard it went down. I know a lot of people that went. Shout out to Miss Isha. Shout out to Ray Chantel. You know what I mean? DJ Miss Hypnotic. Shout out to DJ Miss Hypnotic. You know what I'm saying? She showed us major love while we was there. You know what I'm saying? So everybody that we did see over at the SCM Awards, we really appreciate it, man. I'm not going to hold you guys up. This is kind of going into overtime. We already did a whole hour. I see the Facebook Live audience. They rock with you, but then they ain't going to be on here all day. They ain't finna burn up all their data. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody that was rocking with us, man, over there on Facebook Live. We really appreciate it, man. Oh, I see the homie DJ IM checked in. He's actually live right now on K100 Radio. So when I close out this Facebook Live joint, you make sure you guys go over there and rock with DJ IM. If you're not right now, the Blend King, he's in the mix right now. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to him. You feel me? So I appreciate everybody who helped us get nominated and everybody who helped us win, man. Shout out to you guys. You know what I mean? Oh, Moot B. I see Moot B jumped on. You feel me? New Radio was in the building. New Radio, what up, homie? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to those guys, man. They on the grind. You know what I mean? I fuck with them, man. You know what I mean? They over there on the west side of Atlanta doing their thing, man. You feel me? So another one of the internet radio stations in the city that I rock with that's got some cool people running it over there. So shout out to Moot B for jumping in on Facebook Live. You feel me? And everybody who tuned in today for either this Facebook Live or the last Facebook Live, it doesn't even really matter, man. Whichever one you actually had a chance to watch or if you actually had a chance to listen to the broadcast, we will put the direct line interview with DJ Chillwheel and Tony Bone up on the SoundCloud. I am going to post the interviews that I did while we was live at the SCM Awards. We got Bigger Rankin, Vertigo, Miss Isha, Jay Samuels, a couple of different people that we actually had a chance to interview out there at the Meet the DJ Conference. I'm getting ready to upload those up now over to YouTube in a little bit, so be looking out for those posts. Go check it out. Really check out that interview I did with Bigger Rankin, man. He had a lot of good stuff to say about K100 Radio. Shout out to the big homie, man, for showing some love to us. Two running DJs. One more shot. If you didn't see the first live, you basically take the first congratulatory, celebratory shot for us winning the SCM Awards. One more shot for us winning. Angela Harris checked in. Shout out to Angela. Angela Filmmaker Harris checked in for the Facebook Live again. You know what I'm saying? But second shot of the night. I probably should have. That was a big shot. I'm not that big of a tequila drinker, but I had to take one shot and celebrate our win over at the SCM Awards, man. If you guys got any questions for me, though, hit me up, man. You know what I'm saying? I told you, I said I was going to let this go up until 7:30 at least. I got about 7 more minutes. So if you guys got anything you want to shoot at me real quick, I got about 7 minutes or 6 minutes or so. I can take a couple questions or we can go ahead and end this joint. But again, big ups to everybody who checked in with K100 Radio tonight. If you called in, I appreciate it, man, for showing love to the artist and to DJ Chillwheel and to us. Jay Shields had a great event. You know what I'm saying? It was dope. Don't forget to check out the SoundCloud of the interviews and the YouTube of the interviews that we did at the SCM Awards with Bigger Rankin them. I'm probably going to make a little reel. I can barely add any more friends on I'm going to have to do a IG purge. I'm going to have to do a Facebook purge too. There's a lot of people over here hanging around on Facebook, and that ain't really my friends like that. They don't say shit. They don't share shit. So I think I'm going to do a 1,000 people purge one day. I'm just going to go through and just delete 1,000 motherfuckers off the Facebook page. But we're going to do more of these Facebook live joints, man. If you like how this looks, if you like how this sounds, give me a like real quick or give me a thumbs up. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me. Everybody said that the quality and everything was cool. You know what I'm saying? They can hear the music and everything pretty clear and everything with the setup that we got. So we're going to do the Illa Kills like this. Hopefully from now on, I'm going to try to do my talk segments like this and, you know, try to go live on Facebook as much as I can, man. I really appreciate everybody rocking with us over here, man. Thank you, Angela Harris, for giving us that like. What the hell is the rest of y'all doing? I'm going to end this. I've been going for an hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get ready to end this shit, man. Appreciate everybody that rock with us over here at K1's Radio. You know what I'm saying? DJ Obens. What up, homie? DJ Obens. Yo, make sure you tune in every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. to catch DJ Obens Facebook Live. To catch him on K100 Radio. All right, if you're an artist, but especially if you're not in it, whatever kind of music you got, but if you got reggae, of course, if you know any reggae artists and everything, send the music over to DJ Obens. He goes live on K100 Radio every Saturday at 3 o'clock, but he doesn't just spin reggae, he spins other music too. So get him your music, and he always checking in. He's rocking with us, you know, on the broadcast, but he really rocking with K100 Radio. He be doing a lot of extra stuff. All those nice, dope-ass drops that you be hearing us and shit, DJ Obens be cooking those motherfuckers up for us. Shout out to him for that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, so big ups to the homie on that right there, man. But I'm getting ready to go. I'm gonna go ahead and shut the switchboard down. No more calls.